VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump's move to restrict travel to the U.S. from much of Europe for 30 days is causing confusion overseas. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the European Union's failure to quickly restrict travel has led to more cases at home.
Seated by travelers from Europe.
The EU is blasting what it calls his unilateral move, saying the virus is a global crisis and not limited to any continent. In Paris,
I wasn't expecting exactly this drastic of a change.
Christine Bardo from Pennsylvania is now scrambling to get home. Iowa's Mike Wirth isn't sure what to do while in Vienna.
It's being handled in such a shotgun fashion.
The president says there are exemptions to the travel restrictions for Americans who've been screened for the virus. The State Department's taking the extraordinary step of cautioning U.S. citizens to reconsider traveling abroad. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. stock market continued its relentless drop Thursday, moving deeper into bear territory, with major U.S. indexes sinking as much as 8%. Stocks fell so fast it triggered a 15-minute halt in trading for the second time this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down more than 2,100 points, or 7.8%. The S&P fell 7.5%. Travel industry shares are plummeting with news of Trump's travel restrictions. In an AP interview, PNC Financial Services Group chief economist Gus Foucher says there's still so much that's not known, which is spooking the markets.
Investors remain very anxious. There's no indication that the problem is getting better, and in fact, it's likely to get worse in the near term.
For more on this and other stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban has rejected an Afghan government order that allows for the conditional release of thousands of insurgent prisoners, calling Kabul's move a violation of the accord the Taliban recently signed with the United States. The insurgent group is also bound to free from its custody 1,000 detainees, mostly Afghan security forces, according to the deal. Just before, Afghanistan's president ordered a phased release of imprisoned Taliban fighters starting this Saturday. The decree called for freeing a batch of 1,500 Taliban prisoners, 100 a day, after receiving written guarantees from each of them that they will not return to the battlefield. Two Americans and a coalition service member are dead and a dozen more wounded after a barrage of rockets slammed into a military base north of Baghdad. According to U.S. and Iraqi officials, the attack was carried out by militants operating a modified truck to launch rockets at Camp Taj. A U.S. official told VOA the truck managed to fire about 30 rockets, 18 of which hit the base. U.S. Central Command spokesman Captain Bill Urban confirmed to VOA that two U.S. service members, along with another member of the U.S.-led coalition, were killed. Media reports said the third service member was from Britain. More than 2 months after a U.S. airstrike killed a top Iranian general, U.S. lawmakers are finally sending new ground rules to President Trump. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The House has passed a bipartisan measure to limit President Donald Trump's authority to launch military operations against Iran. On a vote of 227 to 186, the House gave final legislative approval to the measure, sending it to the president's desk, where Trump has promised a veto. The resolution, sponsored by Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia, says Trump must get congressional approval before engaging in further military action against Iran. Representative Michael McCaul of Texas, the top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, called the War Powers measure divisive and irresponsible. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been sentenced to 23 years in prison for rape and sexual assault. AP correspondent Margie Zeraletta reports.
Weinstein lawyer Donna Vertuno says the deck was stacked against her client from the beginning.
I'm not here to say that he's a victim, and I'm not here to say poor Harvey. But what I am here to say is we were looking for fairness, and we didn't get it.
Weinstein told the court he was totally confused because he believed all sexual contact was consensual. Attorney Gloria Allred, who represents one of the two women who accused Weinstein of assault, says she will spell it out for him.
If you are a sexual predator and you are confused, all you have to do is remember this. 20 plus 3 years.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Laurel Bowman, VOA News.